Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, from Weller Hall on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. You're listening to continued coverage of the coronavirus pandemic and its effect on both students and the staff and faculty. I'm Elisha Meyer, here to update you on what is happening both on and off campus. Today, we were expected a week ago to have a full campus of both students and faculty, but obviously, with the recent events that have been happening, Concordia closed for the time being. Faculty are here trying to get caught up on what is proving to be a transition to online courses for the time being. No word yet on what extensions might be taking place in the future, but we are looking to get questions answered as soon as possible. Today, I have a very special guest to answer more questions. Director of Marketing and Communications Seth Miranda joins me today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Elisha.
Our previous posts have outlined a great deal of information about actions taken by the university, but for those listeners who may just be finding out about all this, could you give us a basic rundown of what Concordia is doing?
Sure. So Concordia is following as much as possible the CDC guidelines on how to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Just like a lot of other institutions across the area, we've decided we are going to postpone spring break or extend spring break one more week, I should say, in order to give our campus an opportunity to adjust to this new normal and to determine our direction going forward.
Obviously, never an easy decision to make. What steps did the administration take to make this decision?
We work very closely with the local health department, Four Corners, the state of Nebraska, and discovering what it is we're dealing with and trying to figure out the best approach forward.
A lot of factors have played into the delaying of campus activity. No cases yet in Seward
Correct.
County, but a lot of cases statewide as well as nationwide. How easy was it for the administration to make this decision? What were the deciding factors?
This is not an easy decision by any stretch. A lot of prayerful consideration, understanding what risks we have, and most importantly, keeping the priority of our health for our students, faculty, and staff.
Let's talk about professors for just a minute. Some of them more equipped than others to transition to more of an online platform. What tools have they been given to ensure that they can teach their classes for the future weeks?
I'm not specific on the exact tools, but Concordia has been an institution that's had online courses for both undergraduate and graduate programs for many years now. So we have skills in the area. We have innovation and classroom learning support staff that have been effortlessly helping all professors in every effort that they can get online and move their courses that way.
Students aren't completely off campus at the moment. We do have a couple of groups that have either gone under self-quarantine or are trying to live not at home with the accommodations they've been given by the university. Can you tell us which students those are, just for clarification? I know the acapella group is going to end up being one of those.
The acapella group is on their way home from California as we speak right now. They should arrive on campus later this afternoon. I cannot speak exactly to which students are in which situations, as I'm not familiar with them.
We mentioned the acapella group. I just got word it was either this morning or yesterday that the Wind Ensemble has also canceled their tour for those listening at home. So this is obviously a scary and kind of an uncertain situation for students who are here or are either at home after international travel, just national travel in general. What is Concordia doing to provide for those students there during their quarantine period?
The students that are around
the
here?
The students that are here, yes.
We are going to do as much as we can to help them in any way possible. So all of our services will still be available. Dining, residence halls are still available. Mental health and all other health counseling and health areas are still available as well. Student life is functioning as well. So all activities that are of group settings have more than likely been canceled or postponed at this point. All classes obviously are online, and we're encouraging students to kind of do what makes best sense for them in terms of their health and risk.
Students have been expressing, at least to me, a good deal of concern since the announcement was made on Thursday. How does Concordia plan to accommodate students who need to be on campus during the next couple of weeks?
Exactly how that happens, we're going to find out as we go. This is an unprecedented situation for all of us, and you know, none of us wanted to be in this spot, obviously. No one, college or university across the campus, thought they would be in this spot two weeks ago. So our priority is our students, and we will do whatever we can to help make sure all of our students are comfortable, are safe, and are academically continuing on their paths.
Maybe this is a bit of an uncertain question coming up, but there have also been concerns thrown at me when it comes to financial aid for the students. Students may not be eating or residing at Concordia for at least 3 weeks, and if we, in fact, go under a semester quarantine, won't be using those facilities for the rest of the year. So people have been wondering if there's going to be any financial compensation for students.
I don't have the answer to that question at this time. I do know that that's something that we're talking and trying to consider how best to accommodate that.
So if you know any of them, what becomes possible financially if the university does end up closing down? Are there certain lanes that are opened up?
I can't answer that. At this point, we are not having any conversations about closing the university down.
There seems to be, it's good you mentioned that, because there seems to be a common pattern, at least in Nebraska, where school districts have been saying 2 cases of coronavirus and the entire semester is going online. They're just not risking it at this point. Is Concordia planning to do the same in such a case? Does it take just one coronavirus case?
We're going to monitor that situation and closely with our local health department to figure out what the best course going forward is.
Let's transition to athletics here for just a minute. The GPAC released its statement on Friday saying that athletics would be suspended from today until April 5th. Concordia obviously following suit. That suspension starts today and will also transition until April 5th.
Correct.
Are athletic members on campus today, and if so, are they in quarantine?
There are no athletic members in quarantine at this stage. We do not have anybody on this campus in quarantine that I'm aware of. Winter sports were finished, or their tournaments and everything were canceled. All spring sport athletes also have been given instructions that they should do what's best for them, and most if not all have returned home.
There's been a little bit of confusion when it comes to the definition of organized practice. That was the definition used by both the NAIA at one point and was used by the GPAC and Concordia in their statements. Can you kind of give us a simplified definition of what organized practice is?
Our coaching staff has been working with all of their athletes to provide them with practice routines that they can do on their own, whether that's here on campus for any students that haven't gone home, or for students who have gone home, something that they can work on to continue to stay in shape and practice for when and if seasons begin again.
The NCAA has essentially shut down all spring activities for the year. March Madness was the biggest hit out of all of them. Are there expectations for the NAIA to do the same?
I am not aware of that. I can't speak to what the NAIA is going to do.
The NAIA has, at this point, shut down all remaining winter championships, and there is no word yet on spring championships. They have left that decision up to the conferences for the moment. Does that change anything about what you would say about it?
Nope.
And then just a couple more questions for you. I'm talking to Seth Miranda, Director of Marketing and Communications. There was a statement released by senior women's basketball player Grace Berry on Twitter and Instagram. Are you familiar with what she released?
Yes.
For those of you listening at home, and if it's okay with you, I'm going to go ahead and read that. And this is a quote from senior Grace Berry as of, I believe it was Thursday. As a senior playing in the NAIA National Tournament, I am heartbroken. I will never play another collegiate basketball game due to the hysteria of the coronavirus. I would do anything to finish out the national tournament and play just one more game with my teammates, my family. I am not an expert on the coronavirus, nor would I claim to be, and do not promote the decision made by the NAIA. However, if we prevent just one person from dying, if by canceling the Women's Basketball National Tournament, we prevent one person from losing their sister, daughter, mother, father, or son, that is a success in itself. So congratulations to all 32 teams of the national tournament. Not only do you all collectively share the 2020 NAIA national title, but you won something even greater. You sacrificed for the greater good of all people. So just your general reaction, what did you feel when you read the statement?
I think Ms. Berry, like many of our students, kind of epitomizes what a Concordia student reflects on the situation. This is a situation that's impacting our nation here at the local level, but on the at the global level as well. And I'm thankful and I thank God for students that have that context.
Does her statement mirror what Concordia is trying to do? She says that if we prevent just one more person from getting this disease, that it's all worth it. Is that essentially what Concordia is saying?
Concordia is working with the local health departments under the same mission, that this is an opportunity that we have to prevent and slow down as much as possible, and these are the steps that we're going to take to try to do that.
Just one more question for you as we wrap up, talking with Seth Miranda, Director of Marketing and Communications here at Concordia University, Nebraska. Students are spooked. I mean, this is an unfamiliar territory for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. If you had any words of comfort for those students just right now, what would you say?
Concordia is a community where we all kind of pull together. We're look out for the greater good of each other. We are Christians by nature, and I think we can take solace in knowing that our Lord is protecting us, that we are protecting each other, and that we are always putting priorities first for the safety and everything for our students, faculty, and staff.
Wonderful. That's all I have for you today. Thank you very much, Mr. Miranda, for talking to us. This has been an exclusive interview, courtesy of The Sower, Concordia's independent student newspaper, on the 16th of March, 2020. Please stay tuned for more breaking coverage on the COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you, Alicia.